Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Hey, Pete. My name is John Claypool. I'm the CEO for Benevolent International, Inc.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Pretty good. I received one of your offers. Got a reservation code here for you.
Yeah, let me grab that from you. I can pull up your file real quick.
Okay, it's 2311-0401-0010-3579.
Perfect. Pulling it up right now. All right, so this is John Claypool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, perfect. And John, we just did get a new phone system in place here, and some calls have been dropping. So is this a good number to give you a ring back? The 714.
Okay. 933-8790.
Yep. Perfect.
Uh-huh.
All right. Yeah. So let me just have you confirm a couple of pieces of info that we have on the business, and then I'll have you answer any questions you have and get you into the right program here. Legal name of the business is Benevolent International, Inc., correct?
Right,
What's your DBA name?
Accuracy Plus.
Accuracy Plus?
Yeah, Termite and Pest Control.
Perfect. And what's the structure of the incorporation? Is it an S-Corp or a C-Corp?
It's a C-Corp.
C-Corp. Nice. And how long have you been in business for?
Since 2005. So, quite a while. About
11 years?
11 years, yeah.
Nice. And you're the 100% owner here, John?
Correct, uh-huh.
Perfect. All right, last thing I need is just the address we have on file for you, and then I'd be happy to continue and answer any questions you got.
Yeah, 2781 Saturn Street. Suite F, like in Frank. Mm-hmm. Brea, California, B-R-E-A, 92821.
Perfect. Where is Brea? That's,
North Orange County, Southern California.
Okay, yeah, so we're right down here in San Diego. I was just curious.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Neighbors. So tell me a little bit of what your goals are here, John, or what you got coming up here.
Well, I'm just really looking for working capital. We do have an existing loan we'd have to pay off, but the balance is only $8,000. I borrowed from Direct Capital $22,000, and I'm paying back $24,000. So I got a pretty good interest rate on that, and I'm looking to see if they just gave me approval for another $50,000 if I want it.
Okay. And
so I'm trying to see if I can get longer terms. They're a daily thing.
Yeah,
I'm
familiar.
I was looking for a 3 to 5 year type, term.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I know that's what you guys offered.
What kind of term did they give you for this $50,000?
I did 8 months before. I mean, I'm about, I think, a month and a half away from paying it off, or maybe 2 months. But I did 8 months before, and they gave me another scenario with an 8 month scenario. And if I borrowed the full 50, then I would pay back the 55 in 8 months, and they would take out like 313, I think, a day, 5 days a week, daily. Yeah, and so I'm looking for something like you guys were offering the longer terms, 3 to 5 years, and I really like that,
Yeah.
Instead of doing it daily. The daily ACH thing.
Yeah, exactly. So let me get a little bit more information about the business here. So do you have any equipment that you have, like titled equipment, as far as like trucks or any vehicles like that under the business?
Oh, yeah, good. I've got five trucks. The one that's probably worth the most, the 2000. I'm about 4 years into paying. I bought two new vans in 2012, and I only owe about another year on those two.
Okay, good. So they're mostly paid off?
Yeah. Yeah, so they're 5-year, financing. And, you know, we're into the fourth year now.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so yeah, pretty much got all those paid off, and you have those under your belt there for the business, because I'd just like to ask, because obviously, you know, we're going to want to do a unsecured working capital first as option one, but
yeah.
If, you know, you're open to it, we can look into some secured options as well, which just, you know, for the most part, John, all they do is just increase term lengths and increase the amount that we can lend you, just because we have some collateral, some skin in the game. Do you want me to look into that for you as well as a working capital option, unsecured?
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, I own a fourplex in Long Beach, too, but I wouldn't want to really encumber that, you know, in any way, of course. You know, it's my private, investment property, you know.
We'd rather stick to just titled equipment. It's a little bit easier. There's not really so much of appraisals and whatnot.
Yeah, then I own another three older trucks, you know, they're all paid off.
Okay, so I'll keep that.
Yeah, Super Crew, you know, it's probably worth about $15,000, and then a couple older trucks, like 1999 and a 2002.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just keep that in mind for when I'm, you know, sending you the documents I'm going to need from you. We have a quick little equipment list that you can just throw whatever you're comfortable collateralizing on there. But we'll just get back to that later. So you're looking for this, so you're looking for another $50,000 like Direct Capital had offered you, or are you looking for a little bit less, a little bit more?
He gave me two options. One, and I can send them to you, but he gave me one for 38. So then I'd pay their loan off, which is $8,000, and then I would keep the other 30. And then that was only for 238, you know, a day, for daily ACH. So that was less. And then they did the 50,000, the full amount. And then that was the higher, like $313 a day.
I gotcha.
If I did the 50 minus the $8,000, and then they would, you know, they would actually 42 then would go into my account.
Okay. I got you. So
hold on just a sec?
Yeah, no worries, John.
Hold on just a sec. Oh, okay, I guess I lost him.
No, I'm ready.
Go ahead.
Okay, so yeah, do you have any kind of minimum, John, that you're looking for? What's the use of funds here?
Well, I'm probably going to wrap all the trucks, and I've been wanting to do that. I wanted to do that, you know, really last year. So, and then also I'll use it for more, you know, SEO work as well. Probably do another website, you know, some more advertising. So, you know, we bring in some more calls and some more business. You know, it's going to generate more revenue.
Yeah, of course. SEO is pretty much, you know, the thing that you have to have now. If you're not coming up on that Google search, you might as well not exist.
Right.
Do you, did you get...
three websites now, you know, so we're doing pretty good.
Damn.
But so that may cost me another 5 or 10, you know, to do another site and get it up and rolling and everything.
So you're thinking $30,000 is probably the... Well, you're going to have to pay off that $8,000 balance anyway.
Yeah.
So
yeah, so 38 is probably the least amount we'd want.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
And then 50 probably the most.
50 max.
Yeah.
Are you, John, let me ask you this question. Are you open to a second position loan at all? Where
you mean not paying off the other one?
Yeah, that's pretty much the other option. It's not the it's definitely option two. It's not something that we like go for right away. But sometimes it you know allows you to get a little bit more cash or just a little bit easier on the paperwork. But you know we can always explore that option or just if you're against it, we just won't.
As another option, I could take a look at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Perfect. All right, so do you have any kind of time frame or, like, ideally when, you know, you're looking to have this funds in your account?
Well, I'd probably pull the plug on, like, December 1st. You know, I could get the $50,000, you know, in the next day or two from Direct Capital if I wanted.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't really... The thing is, I've got $40,000 in the bank now. you know, that's really sitting in my merchant account, which is our credit card account.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of look at that as like a savings account in a way.
Yeah,
but,
pretty much.
Obviously, some of our customers pay us with credit cards and some with checks.
Do you get a lot of credit cards? Would you say it's more than like 30% of your business revenue?
I would say it's probably around 30%, and it fluctuates from month to month. You know, but we did 100,000 last month,
okay.
And 50,000 the two months before. So in the last 3 months, we've done a little over 200 grand.
Okay, so that's definitely. What do your gross annual sales look like? Just including everything.
It's tracking. I think it's tracking this year. Over 600,000. Last year we did right at 400, and the year before about the same. The year before that about the same.
Damn, what are you doing differently? Started, just advertising?
Well, that's what I'm saying. With all the advertising, yeah, I probably spent 50 grand in SEO stuff this year. You know, alone, I spent 9 grand last month in advertising.
9 grand last month, damn. But
oh, yeah.
You know what? But yeah. You're growing your business by 50% year over year, so that's killer. That's always worth it.
Yeah, you gotta, you know, spend the money to make it. And so that's, because I've been around for 22 years. I've started as a sole proprietor. You know, I spent money on so many different things to try and make money. And it's like I know the ways that work now, and so I don't spend it foolishly anymore.
You ever tried direct mail at all, or is that a little bit too costly?
We have. In fact, we did some stuff with RSVP this last year. And
okay.
We're breaking even now. We're hoping that maybe in the last November, we'll make some profit on it. But we did at least break even. And I'll have to take a look at the end of the year in December to see if I'm going to redo it again. It was about 15 grand for the direct mail.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 100,000 every like 3 months. We mailed out 100,000. Supposedly into the 100,000 or higher income bracket homes.
Okay.
Yeah,
supposedly. You never really...
No, yeah. And then we got some multi-units out of it too, which was nice.
Oh, okay. So you did a couple apartment
yeah.
complexes, duplexes,
things
like that.
Uh-huh.
That's always good.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah.
That's what we do. A lot of our marketing is done through direct mail, so you know, I definitely can attest to that, you know, being a good source there for you, especially with your line of business, John. You know, you're getting right to the source, right at your house. So, do you do any commercial work at all? Or?
Oh, we do, yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
good.
I just bid like an $8,000 full foam on a ballet studio here in L.A.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I just left there.
What are your margins looking like on a normal or average job, I guess you'd say, for the year?
Well, like I said, right now we're probably looking at making about 50 grand this year. But like I said, this is really what I consider a building year.
Mm-hmm.
Because I spent so much money. We would have made 100 grand easy if it hadn't have been for the additional money I had to put out for SEO marketing and to optimize the websites and, you know, and all that other stuff. And next year, I won't have to put out that money. I'm still spending 3 grand a month just for a new company I went with who's supposed to get our local maps within the top three. So that people
shit.
See me and I'm in the top three on Google. Yeah, that's not easy to do that.
$3,000 a month.
Easy to do that.
How do they like go? Do they have the association or how do they do that?
Well, they're doing it through a number of different ways actually, but a part of it is they gave me an Accuracy Plus app for our customers to download. So we've had about 60 customers who've done that so far, and then they can do reviews through that app too.
Okay.
And so we're getting a few more reviews, not as many, nearly as many as we'd like, but also they do pay-per-click. Part of the 20, the 3,000, 2,000 of it is for pay-per-click a month. throughout my three websites.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I'm doing about a $900 a month, which includes the app, and then also, you know, they have organized everything on Google Plus, my Google Plus pages,
mm-hmm.
and put all my sites there and linked everything, and they built their own site for me, and that was part of it too. So they're using their own site to get our rankings up higher.
I see.
The three sites that I have built already. And so the guy showed me, but it took him about a year to get this mechanic guy. He was in like the suburb of, well, I don't know, Texas, some, you know, major Texas city.
Mm-hmm.
He was maybe 100 miles from a big Texas city. And so he was in like a suburb. It was a small little town. And within a year, the guy had him all over the major city, and he was first in all the ranking in the local map searches. Organically, he was listed two or three times. I mean, he was all over. The guy owned Google, basically.
Damn.
So, you know, I mean, it's a risk because I hadn't done business with the guy before, but we are getting more leads. You know, the pay-per-click stuff was all with the pest control, so it's less money. Termites is like $100 anytime someone clicks on your site. So that would have been eaten up in, you know, 2 days out of the month, you know what I'm saying? So we didn't even advertise for termites, but he's doing like general pests, you know, like spiders, bed bugs, you know, roaches, that kind of thing.
Oh, he's in the same industry too?
Well, no, they're a marketing company, so they're not in the pest control industry. They just
the guy in Texas.
Oh,
no,
the guy in Texas was doing, he
okay,
was a
I see.
He was a mechanic.
So they're just
yeah,
doing
he had a mechanic shop.
They're doing that's the spiders and all that for you. They're not even doing
for me.
Yet.
It's part of my
I see.
Part of my pay per click. Yeah, part of my pay per click campaign. But you know, they're non-competitive, so they don't do anyone else in my marketplace. Any other pest control company in the same business.
That's worth it,
which,
right there.
You know, it is. That was a big part of it.
Well, that's definitely a
and,
huge selling point.
It is. And we're doing more pest control work than we've ever done before, and that's because of what they've already done in the last, like, 3 months. So I really think they're going to end up, it might take them another 4 or 5 months, I don't know, but to get me in the local, because I want to be in the top three in the local maps.
Mm-hmm.
If they can get me there, I'm golden because all my other sites, I've already had a lot of work done. I don't really care about the site they built. Ultimately, that's what they did for this other guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I have my other sites that are already on the first page of Google.
Damn. Organically? Yeah, like just
uh-huh.
That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah, so, you know, we've already done well. And like I said, we probably made at least $100,000 this year, but I spent, you know, half of it.
You put
in
a lot
building.
Into the business, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, once you get ranked, and then all your SEO person has to do is just submit it every month or every couple of weeks for Google to crawl it, and then all your rankings stay current, and every now and then maybe they do a couple extra blogs, so it's not that much money anymore to sustain your ranking on the first page.
Yeah, it's just a lot of groundwork, you know, in
uh-huh.
the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, we've done a lot of that this year, so I'm pretty stoked about it.
Yeah, man, it sounds like you're going to be really rolling out and getting to that million mark soon in the next 5 years, I would assume.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be nice. That's where we want to, that's our goal. And then we want to, of course, keep our overhead really low, too, And so I might spend a little bit. I have a second-story mezzanine now. I might go ahead and put some desks up there and make an office for my top guy because eventually he's going to be the general manager anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I might spend some of the money. It's not that much to put up a couple walls and, you know, put in an air conditioner up there. It's not a lot of money.
Nah.
So I might do that for him, get him his own office, and, you know, I think he'll feel a lot better about that. And, yeah, so I'm pretty stoked about it.
Yeah, man, it sounds like you got the ball rolling, a couple of good, you know, revenue streams for the business, you're, you know, growing year over year, you're ready to make a move. So basically, all I need is probably a lot of what direct capital is, you know, requested. Just bank statements, tax return. I'm gonna ask for the merchant statements as well, just like 4 months of those, just because you know you do take about 20-30% of your revenue through there. But yeah, well, I'm gonna shoot you that equipment list. Feel free to, you know, put any vehicles on there you wanna. We'll look into that option. But usually that's just more of a little bit of a paperwork headache. I'm going to just try and just get this done on a simple working capital deal. And, John, if I could just get you that 50K for, you know, let's say instead of an 8-month term, maybe, you know, a 12 or a 2-year term, 12 month or a 2-year term, is that something you'd be open to?
Well, this was my question to you because you're offering the longer terms, which is really what I'm interested in. You know, I'd be looking, are you saying really that only a secured loan would get me like a 3-year
loan? We go up to 3 years for unsecured. It just really depends on your personal credit and the credit of the business. How does that look like? Good,
well,
bad, in the
should
middle?
Should be in the low to medium 700s. On two of the bureaus, there's only one that would be like a 685, and that would be Experian.
Okay.
And the other two are in the 700s.
Okay.
Mid 700s.
Well, you're going to be right on the cusp there. What I'm just going to do for you here, what I like to do in the first place is just kind of get you approved for the longest term possible, largest amount possible, and then, you know, kind of work backwards from there, because I feel like it just makes a little bit more sense for you to decide.
And then what kind of interest rate do you think we're looking at? It'd be pretty tough to beat, you know, because it's only like 9%. If I do it with direct again, they'd give me 50, and I'd pay back 55.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
or
you know,
like
from
50, 54.
You know, from the sound of it, you know, it looks like we're going to be pretty close to what they have to offer. Obviously, you know, I'm going to get you either a larger amount of money with a longer term, or not larger amount, maybe just like a longer term, and that's going to be a little bit more interest, just because the term's probably going to be 2 or 3 times. Or I'm going to get you the same exact terms, or something very, very similar, and just get you a better rate. It's kind of tough to just spitball numbers from here. But it does, you know, I'm probably sure direct capital is the same way. We can get you an answer in about a day or two with some numbers. And, you know, if it works, it works. If we don't, we don't. But from what you're telling me, man, you only have an 8K balance. And we should probably be able to free up around that 50 or 60K mark, no problem. And we do a lot longer than 8-month term, typically. I'm thinking I can probably get you that same 50 for, you know, 18 or 24.
Oh, okay. And it would be a monthly payment, or would you still do the daily? See, I'm trying to get away from doing a daily thing too.
We do daily, weekly, and monthly. I'm thinking you might qualify for a weekly, but I also have this you know, a little bit of a loophole in the system I've kind of figured out over the past few years. I'm not going to say it's foolproof, but it's kind of a way to manipulate your payments a little bit. And if you're getting a daily payment, let's say for $100 every, you know, Monday through Friday, so it's $2,000 a month. What you can do is you can prepay, let's say $1,000 on that Monday or $2,000. You can prepay the whole month. So that first month, it kind of hurts a little bit because, you know, you're getting the loan and you're paying back like $2,000 right away. But then you don't have to worry, you know, for another 30 days, basically. You're basically paying rent, and you're kind of turning it. Besides that first prepayment, after then, it just feels like a normal monthly payment at the beginning of the month instead of the end. So I've had a couple customers that have been super against that, you know, daily payment on their cash flow. So I'm like, hey, listen, if you need to, I'll just put an extra $2,000 on the loan just so you can get that first month out of the way, and then you just continue from a monthly payment there, and, you know, from a cash flow perspective, it's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, so I could take a look at doing something like that, too.
Yeah, you might even just qualify for the weekly in the first place, but if you want, if you're open to that, you know, sort of alternative method of payback, we can always do something like that for you. I'll give you the number to call, and you just basically call them up on whatever day, you know, your obligation's $100. You say, hey, I want to make a payment for $1,000, and then you're good for 2 weeks. Or if you want to make it for 3 days or the whole month, it's kind of cool. They'll let you pay as you go, sort of thing.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, yeah. So what's a good email I can shoot this over to, John?
johnc@accuracypluscalifornia.com.
Accuracy Plus.
Yeah, John is J-O-H-N.
Perfect. You know, I'm gonna leave the equipment list out for now, unless you really need to like go back to the drawing board on it. Is that okay with you, or you really kind of want to see those longer terms?
If we did the secure thing, it would be like 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, exactly. Instead. I can get you something a little bit longer.
Well, yeah, go ahead and put the list in there too, because I kind of like to take a look at all the options.
Yeah, of course, man. All right, I'll send that over to you right now, and if you could get this back to me, you know, I know today's kind of hard, but tomorrow morning, that'd be great.
Yeah, I could probably do that. We could say before noon, you know, so I could have my office manager help me finish it up and stuff, so...
All right, I'll give you a call at noon if I don't see anything then.
Okay, what was your name again?
My name is Pete.
Pete?
Yep.
Okay, sounds good, Pete.
All right, John, I'll shoot that on in a minute. Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.